1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 200? Sketch 357. Live from February 2016.
For coming to the April PTA meeting, everyone. Let's just check we're all here. Sarah, yes. Brian, Martin, yes. Mrs. Cranston. Has anybody seen Mrs. Cranston?
No.
Right. Quick, John, pass me the list. Let's speed through these, shall we? If you have any queries, save them till the end. Climbing frame for the year twos.
Aye.
Newt Pond for the year six.
Aye.
Staff bungee jump.
Aye.
She's coming.
God. Trip to the zoo for the year fours, new woodchip under the climbing frame and Goldilocks for the year three reading group.
Aye.
Just 1 minute!
Oh, for fuck.
Teaching the little year threes about stealing breakfast nutrients and fraternising with savage bears? Headmaster, what are you thinking?
Mrs. Cranston, we've only just started. Please do sit down.
I was delayed when I saw some children scooting around wearing helmets, knee guards and elbow pads. Would you believe it? No chin protection whatsoever. Anyway, I see you aren't quorate, so anything you may have said before this point could not have been approved without my presence. Now, I believe we were discussing the year three reading list.
Indeed we were. If Goldilocks is no longer on the table, how about green eggs and ham?
And teach the children to give in to peer pressure? What sort of education is that?
Well, how about Alice in Wonderland?
Drugs, Headmaster! You want to teach our innocent children what it's like to be smoking pills and injecting wacky marijuana? Let's leave that to Mr. Johnson and his special kitchen garden, shall we?
It's just coriander.
I call it the hooker's herb.
Moving on. How about Hansel and Gretel?
With the childhood obesity crisis? Plus, confectionery found in a forest glade is not at its most hygienic. I think that goes without saying.
Pinocchio.
Dirty old man creates young boy to play with.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Dirty old man lures young boy up his special pole to fondle his magic eggs.
Stig of the Dump.
Work shy, freeloading tramp.
Rapunzel.
Harry Slatton gives the come on.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Whore.
Cinderella.
Whore.
The Little Mermaid.
Aqua whore.
Well, what would you suggest then, Mrs. Cranston?
I'm very glad you asked, Headmaster. I find myself leaning towards Snow White.
Not again.
It is a wholesome parable. Those dwarves teach the children that they can achieve greatness regardless of physical disability, that there is value in working as a team, and that learning a practical trade is a positive boon.
Mrs. Cranston, do I take it that you wish to send the children down your diamond mine again?
And who paid for the new design technology block?
You did.
Quite right. Oh, and read them the Three Little Pigs. I could do with a new garage.
One Thousand Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by The Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvett, Richard Catherall and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvett. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.